So I've seen over the years, obviously in many areas, there's different approaches. Not everyone likes the same foods, and you can understand there's different approaches for people to reach different things. Already in Yiddishkeit, people try to make everything like there's only one opinion. You see, there's many, even in the Rishonim. You see, the Rambam was very different to the others. You see, Sefer HaIkarim and the Rambam, two completely different approaches in Hashgacha, in Rishonim already. So, and the fact that you have an approach, that there is an approach which would maybe be more like the Rambam style of very logical, etc., and then you have many others who move more towards like the Rabbi Nachman style. I think that can be valid. Again, each one can have a lot of questions and it can be debated and discussed, etc. But I certainly accept that there's different approaches, and if people have different Shor Hashanah Neshama. Here's my question in terms of when one does go the rational approach. I'm sure you're extremely educated in terms of all the arguments, etc., which I'm definitely not. I haven't made it my thing. However, here's my question. I'm going to send you a little write-up, if you don't mind, that I wrote myself. I didn't. It's not something that I published widely at all, but just a basic question. You find in Judaism itself that so many people got it so wrong. Already you start right from Korach's generation, where the Midrashim say that he was the biggest tzaddik, biggest chacham type of thing. And the question is, if he got it wrong rationally, so wrong that he's no Olam Haba, etc. And then over the years, all those that went against the Arizal, against the Baal Shem Tov, against the Ramchal, etc. And again, they weren't stupid. Many of them were thinking rationally. How can I be so confident that however smart I may be, that working with rationalism, I'm not making a mistake? If they could have, again, I'm not saying one doesn't. One might say, "Well, what else am I supposed to do? I have to use the best that I can." Fine, again, we have to use the seichel the best that we can. But I believe, after all is said and done, the only kli that we have is tefillah, to ask Hashem to guide us in the right way. After we've sincerely davened to go in the right direction. Again, I'm assuming a person's already in the world of emunah, etc. Because obviously, if one doesn't have emunah, then you can't come to this. I'm saying for other decisions, how does one find the tzaddik of the generation? How does one find what path is right in Yiddishkeit, etc.? All these things. Once you've got hopefully a deep emunah, I believe that the starting point needs to be a real deep, sincere tefillah. And thereafter, yeah, then use the seichel, use this, etc. The reason I emphasize it so much is because usually what happens is, even for believing people, the ratio is 99 to 1, 99 of the seichel and 1 on the tefillah. Whereas it needs to be, I wouldn't say maybe 99 tefillah and 1 seichel, but a lot of tefillah. Probably more than 50 of the tefillah. Again, if I realize that I'm so limited, and then the remaining part on other areas such as the seichel side.